Mr. Twit was one of those very hairy-faced men. The whole of his face, except for his forehead, his eyes and his nose, was covered with thick hair, the stuff even sprouting in revolting tufts out of his nostrils and ear holes. Mr. Twit felt that his hairiness made him look terrifically wise and grand, but in truth, he was neither of these things. Mr. Twit was a twit. He was born a twit, and now at the age of 60, he was a bigger twit than ever. The hair on Mr. Twit's face didn't grow smooth and matted as it does on most hairy-faced men. It grew in spikes that stuck out straight like the bristles of an owl brush. And how often did Mr. Twit wash this bristly, nail brushy face of his? The answer is never, not even on Sundays. He hadn't washed for years. As you know, an ordinary, unhairy face like yours or mine simply gets a bit smudgy if it's not washed often enough, and there's nothing so awful about that. But a hairy face is a very different matter. Things cling to hairs, especially food. Things like gravy go right in amongst the hairs and stay there. You and I can wipe our smooth faces with a flannel, and we quickly look more or less all right again. But the hairy man cannot do that. We can also, if we are careful, eat our meals without spreading food all over our faces. But not so the hairy man. Watch carefully next time you see a hairy man eating his lunch, and you will notice that even if he opens his mouth very wide, it is impossible for him to get a spoonful of beef stew or ice cream and chocolate sauce into it without leaving some of it on the hairs. Mr. Twit didn't even bother to open his mouth wide when he ate. As a result, and because he never washed, there were always hundreds of bits of old breakfasts and lunches and suppers sticking to the hairs around his face. They weren't big bits, mind you, because he used to wipe those off with the back of his hand or on his sleeve while he was eating. But if you looked closely, not that you'd ever want to, you would see tiny little specks of dried up scrambled eggs stuck to the hairs, and spinach and tomato ketchup and fish fingers and minced chicken livers and all the other disgusting things Mr. Twit liked to eat. If you looked closer still, hold your noses, ladies and gentlemen, if you peered deep into the moustachey bristles sticking out over his upper lip, you would probably see much larger objects that had escaped the wipe of his hand. Things that had been there for months and months, like a piece of maggoty green cheese, or a mouldy old cornflake, or even the slimy tail of a tinned sardine. Because of all this, Mr. Twit never went really hungry. By sticking out his tongue and curling it sideways to explore the hairy jungle around his mouth, he was always able to find a tasty morsel here and there to nibble on. What I'm trying to tell you is that Mr. Twit was a foul and smelly old man, and he was also an extremely horrid old man, as you will find out in a moment.